Okay, this week is we're doing the Sikha Parshas Tove. Now, just this is follows the same theme as last week. In other words, we have last week we said that the Sikha Parshas Tetzi follows the Sikha Parshas Sheftim. When the Sikha Parshas Sheftim, the Rebbe said that Hinezer bo take from Yad Mamish. So, following that, the Rebbe says Hinezer bo take from Yad Mamish. So that in the Sikh Pasha Tetzi, the Rebbe actually explains that Golos, in the Rebbe's words, which we went into it in slight detail last week, is Golos is Me'ein Dugma Vahascholah of Gula. These three things. So what the Rebbe is actually doing, he's saying that Rebbe is introducing Gula into Golos, and this follows what he says in Pasha Sheftim that the hini thereby take of miyad mamish, and indicates in the Sikha Parsha Sheftim that the beginning has happened right after he says these words. He continues to say that we already had that the beginning has already begun. It's the gula. He said in the Rebbe's words that the gula is not a new thing anymore. And following that, in Parsha Tetzi, he goes to explain how in Golus, in the Avodah, you have the schar, you have the main dugma and tchila of the schar. So the Rebbe explains that all the years of Golos was Me'ein V'dugma. And now we can already identify with the Tchila. In other words, the Rebbe says the Tchila of the Scha, the Tchila of the Scha, Yom Yisrael Mashiach, and Aleph Elev V'Shvi, was always then in Zman HaGolos. But we couldn't identify with it. This is how it always goes. The Rebbe doesn't say there's anything new. He says it was always that way. But once upon a time, we couldn't identify with it. And now we can identify with this. Today, we can now identify with this Scha, of your Moshe Mashiach, of Elev Shri, which is always there in Zman HaGolos. So following the same thing, the Rebbe says now, the Sikhas Pashas Tove, the Rebbe follows the same thing, and here he says that he's going to explain the idea of Tove. Tove means coming into Eretz Yisrael, means bringing the Gula, actually beginning the Gula. So the Rebbe is going to explain how we can actually bring the Gula, but this is, no, so what is very fascinating here, the Rebbe is going to take something which is already discussed in many places. The Rebbe discussed it through all the years. The Rebbe discussed previously in Chassidus, and the Rebbe quotes it from Chassidus. Here the Rebbe takes the same thing, he's going to discuss it again, but he's going to say it in a new way, in a new light, which makes an amazing difference, a very big difference. So there's two stages to this. It's not very long, it shouldn't take too long. I just try to show you, go through the two stages, and we'll see what the Rebbe does here in this Sikha, with a new angle to it, which makes an enormous difference. So here it is. Here the way it works is, you have the Rebbe's Sichas, this is going through all the years, the Rebbe has these words. These are the Rebbe's words. It's not words you find regularly in Chassidus. And these are the Rebbe's words. The Rebbe constantly uses it, and he says it's based on Chassidus. What are the Rebbe's words? It goes back all the years, in the earliest Sichas of the earliest years, the Rebbe always used to say this. They used to say, Torah and Yisrael are not an emtzoi. They're not a medium. That means to say that everything has a purpose. Torah and Yisrael don't have a purpose. The purpose is in themselves. They themselves are the purpose. The mitzvah is not in order to do something else, to achieve. You don't do the mitzvah, so as a result, this is going to happen. No. The mitzvah itself, that is its purpose. And then, same thing with Yid. What is Yid? The fact you are the purpose, the fulfillment of the purpose itself. You are being a Yid, you are already the fulfillment of the purpose. What are the Rebbe's dogma? The Eibishta. Yisrael and Torah united with the Eibishta. So just like the Eibishta, say that, what's the purpose of the Eibishta? Eibishta, he is the purpose. So Torah and Yisrael are their own purpose. That is the Ian Atzmi, they have own purpose. Now.
It's not based on this?
Yeah, it goes together. Yes, Bishul Breishis, Bishul Atayr, Bishul Yisrael. And it goes together, the world has a purpose, Bishul Atayr, Bishul Yisrael. What's the purpose of Atayr Yisrael? They are themselves, the fact that their existence, that is their purpose. What does it mean that when it comes to Torah, maybe it's easier to understand. When it comes to us, what does it mean that we are our own purpose? So this is actually, we're going to see later on this Sikha. This Sikha brings out very clearly what it means that we are our own purpose. And this we'll see later. But anyways, this idea that Yisrael and Torah are not an emtzoi, are not a medium to something else, So as Rabbi indicates, has, where did it come from? It comes, let's say, from Samach Vav. What does it say in Samach Vav? Samach Vav, it says that Torah is the Atzmus put himself into Torah. Yachbola Atzmus, right? So, just like we said before, if Atzmus has no purpose, so Torah Mitzvah also has no purpose. So what the Rebbe is saying is actually coming from Samach Vav and coming from Chassidus, where the Chassidus tells us that the Eibush to put himself into Torah and into Yisrael, or Yisrael, are one with the Hashem, the sons of Hashem, Bonim Atem Hashem Vekechem, and Torah, the Eibush to put himself into Torah. So therefore, just like, so therefore, the Yisrael and Torah Atzmiim, like the Eibush, like Atzmus, so therefore they have no purpose, the purpose is in themselves. Okay. But the Rebbe is saying new words, he's saying, they have no purpose. In the way it's quoted in the Chassidus, it says the Atzmus finds himself in Torah and finds himself in Yisrael. The Rebbe went comes and interprets in that. Okay, if so, therefore they have the purposes in themselves. These are the Rebbe's words. The purposes in themselves. These are the words the Rebbe is saying. And why is the Rebbe constantly saying that? So it's quite simple. Why? Because when you say the Torah and Yisrael, aims to put himself in Torah and Yisrael. Wonderful. So they just put himself into me, put himself into my into Torah. That's wonderful. But when I, let's say that when I do Torah mitzvahs, what is my understanding about Torah mitzvahs? I'm going to do Torah mitzvahs, and then I'm going to be Mamshech Elokus, and through being Mamshech Elokus, I'm going to be Zeich the Yemei Mashiach, and when I'll see all the reward, and of course, you know, when Mashiach comes, I will come to realize how back then, in Zman HaGolos, when I did Torah mitzvahs, I was Mamshech Atzmus. But now this present point, say currently, when I do Torah mitzvahs, I'm fully aware that this is the full purpose in itself. No, I may have, maybe in my previous Hanashoma, I have that awareness, but I consciously to myself, I'm quite aware that I'm doing Torah mitzvahs. It's in order to bring the Moshe Mashiach. So it is sort of has a purpose. So the fact that Sidus tells us that this Atzmus in Torah mitzvah, in Torah Yisrael, you're talking about the Zeibishta, but I don't see it. Where the Rebbe is taking the words of Sidus and interpreting it to us, that we should understand it. No, be aware. Torah and Yisrael have no purpose. She's actually explaining to us that we should identify with that what it says of Sidus. It's bringing out with meaning to us, that the purpose is in itself. Okay, that's what the Rebbe is doing. It's not talking about that. Of course, it's talking about the Torah mitzvah as we see it here. It has no purpose. The purpose is in itself. Fine. So, but nevertheless, when the Rebbe, even the Rebbe tells that to us, the Rebbe has told us, you know, the fact is, Torah has no purpose. The purpose is in itself. Yisrael, the purpose is in itself. So he's told us that this is like Atzm. This is, he's brought it down to us, telling us, he says, the purpose is in itself. He's brought out the Etzem. He brought down the Etzem to us and told us that this is the Etzem. This is its own purpose. But do I, whoever's explaining that to me, he's bringing it down to me in clear words. Do I fully identify with it? The Rebbe's told it to me. I know it's true. I'm consciously feel it. Maybe not. Again, maybe not. The Rebbe's explained it to me that this is the way, but maybe when I'm doing Torah mitzvahs, normally yid, you know, I like to do Torah mitzvahs in order to bring Mashiach. You know, I'd like to see that. So there's maybe, there may always be a purpose in it. I'm fully aware of this, what the Rebbe has brought out to us. In this sikhi here, the Rebbe is going to bring out to us how we can become fully aware of Torah and Yisrael have their own purpose in themselves. Now, what this actually means is, when is it going to be revealed to us? This what Chassidus says, that Atzmus is going to, isn't Torah, Atzmus is in Yisrael. Torah has its own, its purpose in itself. And we have our purpose in ourselves. When is this going to be revealed to us? It's going to be revealed to us in Yom HaMashiach. Now, you know, fully in Yom HaMashiach. The Rebbe in this Sikha is now going to explain to us how we can currently come aware of it. So what the Rebbe is actually doing, following what we said from Parsha Shavtum, the Rebbe is actually taking the Gula and bringing it into the Golas we're going to see right now over here in a very clear way. Which more precisely said, the Rebbe is actually bringing the Aleph which is above, the Aleph Aluf Sho'elim, which put this Aleph into Golas, and that transforms Golas into Gula. So we may usually think this Aleph as being the Eibishter. So here the Rebbe is going to explain to us, this Aleph bringing it into Gula is actually referring to you yourself. Be aware of your Yisrael, that you have no, your purpose isn't in yourself. When you're aware of that, you will bring, in other words, instead of attributing the gula to the Abish, to the Abish is going to bring it, you bring in the Aleph, and the Aleph will transform, the Golas into gula. No. Reveal yourself in Golas, bring out yourself, and that is how you will transform the Golas into gula. So this is what's going to be brought up in the Sefer. So now, how did the Rebbe do it? So now, it goes like this. You have like this. It says, you know, we're going again based on the same thing. We have the Yisrael and Torah, right? Now, we just now explained that Yisrael and Torah both have atoms in themselves. Nevertheless, we learn in many places, I'm sure you know about it, that between the two, Torah and Yisrael, which comes first? Yisrael. Right? We know that always. Okay. Now, here is the Rebbe's, this is what the theme of this Sikha, Parshas Tov, we're discussing, this Tov Shin Nun Aleph, actually discusses this Nekud about Yisrael being before Torah. That's the main theme of the Sikha. This idea of Yisrael being before Torah, the Rebbe discusses in earlier years, he discusses the Sikha in Parshas Gedoshim, Chelik Yitzayim, Gdoshim Gimel, which is a sikha all about Avos Yisrael, why you have to love a Yid. So there the Rebbe discusses, at the end of the sikha goes at a great length to discuss this whole idea of Yisrael being before Torah. And then he brings from Hemshech Terab, what brings out, where do we see this mile of Yid, this virtue of Yid in the above Torah, where do we see it? The Rebbe brings it there in this sikha. Here in this sikha of Chelik Yitzayim, in this sikha, the Rebbe brings it again. Here in this sikha, we're going to see how that brings it a new light, which makes enormous difference. Okay, so now what is it? Let's go start at what it says in Terab. In Terab, it says that Yid of Lamaila the Terah, Lamaila the Terah. How do we say it? Because when a Yid doesn't observe the Terah, he has a Seder Satshuva. His Seder Satshuva. Now, he's not connecting to the Terah. He's not observing the Terah. Where does this, his Eidus HaTshuva come from? She explains, this is Eidus HaTshuva comes from the fact that Yisrael are rooted above Torah. So despite the fact he's not observing the Torah, he still has a connection with his Shadish Neshama in Yisrael, there which is above Torah. And therefore that connection is not cut off. And that provokes him to return back to Torah. Now the question is, Apostle Shaila, if Yisrael is above Torah, what do you need the Torah for? He's above Torah. So he's not observing the Torah. He has a connection to Yisrael. So why he has a connection to Yisrael? That's what provoking him to do tshuva, to return to Torah. Why does he need to return to Torah? He's above Torah. So explain the Hesbah is very simple. Because true, we are all rooted in Yisrael. We are rooted in Yisrael, which is above Torah. But here, where we are currently here, Lamata, we don't really feel that aspect of Yisrael in ourselves, which is rooted above Torah. No. We feel ourselves as normal human beings. And the only way we can come to identify with our root in Yisrael, which is above Torah, is through the observance of Torah mitzvahs. Through observance of Torah mitzvahs, we can reveal in ourselves the Yisrael the way it is above Torah. But nevertheless, what happens if someone doesn't observe the Torah mitzvahs? There is nevertheless this entity in himself of Yisrael, which is eventually going to stir him and awaken him to go and reveal himself. Reveal yourself. How can I reveal myself down here? How can I reveal my aspect of Yisrael down here? By observing Torah, I can reveal my aspect of Yisrael down here in me. So that is why the Yisrael of above provokes me to do tshuva. Okay. This is what explains in Terab. What do we basically see from this is, what explains the Terab is, it goes very well. Why it's very nice. We are here, down here, we're lacking. In order to reconnect to our essence of Yisrael, the weight is above Torah, we need Torah. And therefore, it's this essence in us, which is pushing us to do the Torah. So why this essence in us pushing us to do the Torah? In order that we should have a shaitas to Torah, because here we down here, we don't have this shaitas to Yisrael above. In order we have this essence in ourselves push us to do Torah, to have the shaitas, to bring out this shaitas which we have. Very good. Here in the Rebbe is going to, there in this Sikha, the Rebbe is going to go in a different path. The Rebbe, the way he's going to say over here, why Rebbe asked, actually discussed it in the Sikha, he answers very, explains very simply. He starts up with the question, Yisrael is above Teda, so why do they need Teda? Rebbe explains it very simply. Why do they need Teda if Yisrael is above Teda? If Yisrael is above Teda, why do they need Teda? So the Rebbe explains it like this, but listen how it goes. As this is my words, but this is basically what the Rebbe is saying over there. The Eibush is above Teda. The Eibusha wants us to do Teda. The Eibusha has a need for Teda. He is the one telling us to do it. The Eibusha does. Nisava Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibusha wanted to have a Dira B'tach Teirim, so he decided that we should do the Teda. Since the Eibusha requires, demands the need for Teda. In this previous Sikha Pashas takes, the Rebbe says that when the Eibusha decided to have a Dira B'tach Teirim, he consulted Yisrael. As the Rebbe explains, just like the Rebbe was obligated to create the world, he chose to obligate the world. The same thing the Rebbe says, the Neshama Tzaddikim chose to do, to have a world, and that you have Torah mitzvahs. They weren't obligated. So what we basically see, the theme in this Sikha and last week's Sikha, the theme the Rebbe is following is that his Rebbe is now discussing the Yisrael attitude all the way above, up there, above Torah. And the Rebbe is saying, why would Yisrael above there, all the way up there, need Torah? So Rebbe explained. It's very simple. Just like the Eibushter needs Torah. Because he chose, he wants to have Torah. See, the Eibushter and his Sava, the Atzmus of Mahus, requires Torah. The Eibushter put himself into it. The same thing, every Yid chose.
How Eibushter puts in Torah, he is the Machshava is one. He is the Torah is one, no?
Yeah, so he, but it's by his choice. So let's not go into these Haskalas. The Eibushter is, yeah, the Atzmus put itself into Torah. This is the whole pell of the thing. The Eibusha chose Torah. He doesn't, he's not. The letter says, the Bevusta Loshon, Be'eni day be'ezim ahen chof, it's by my same shal tzadik, my same shal rishoyim. The Eibusha could have chosen, we should do the my same shal rishoyim. So it was his choice. He chose, but now he chose its absolute and its Atzmus. The same thing. So the same thing would be Yisrael. Yisrael, who the Eibusha consulted with, you know, it goes like in a partnership, you know, as you know. He consulted with Yisrael, and Yisrael chose Torah, so the Yisrael need to have Torah. Very good. So this is, so here, what the Rebbe explains here, we had explained before from Terab, the reason why it needs Torah, because you're down here, you don't recognize your identity of Yisrael all the way how it is up there. In order to connect your true identity, you have to do Torah. You're lacking something. Therefore, I'm here lacking. I don't have my identity of Yisrael from all the way up there. So I want to acquire that identity. How do I acquire that identity? I have to do Torah mitzvahs. Very good. Here the Rebbe is telling us Yisrael, seemingly the Rebbe is talking about Yisrael all the way up there. There's a Rebbe that's talking about Yisrael. Why does Yisrael up there need Torah? So the Rebbe says, Yisrael up there needs Torah, just the same way the Eibusha needs a Torah. Because he chose, because they wanted it, they chose it, and therefore they need it. But the fact is, the Rebbe in this Sikha is not talking about Yisrael all the way up there. The Rebbe is actually talking about Yisrael down here. So what the Rebbe is now telling us in this Sikha basically is, whatever we know about the description of Yisrael up there applies to us down here. Not the way we said before is in Terab. We said it before in Terab because we have a connection to Yisrael up there. Therefore, this connection provokes us to identify with the Torah in order to reveal ourselves. No, the Rebbe is telling us, here you have the full Yisrael. So here, down here, you don't need the Torah. Why do you need the Torah? Because you chose to need the Torah, and therefore you're going to want to do it. So the Rebbe is taking the full capacity of Yisrael, the way it is up there, and placing it completely in the way on us down here. Now, the Rebbe comes to say, okay, fine, this is all very nice said in words. In reality, how can you take Yisrael, all the way it's up there, that's tachas hashleimus, atzmus, and go and say that Yisrael down here, that was talking about us, we carry the full capacity of Yisrael. I mean, I know myself that I don't have this pshitas atzmus by me. So the Rebbe explains it. The Rebbe says, where do we see it? The Rebbe says, take it by tinik shenishba. Now this is the point. Take it tinik shenishba. We have our past, you know, how much. Take a Tinik Shenishba. What is a Tinik Shenishba? Tinik Shenishba doesn't know anything about Torah. So the fact he has not fulfilled the Torah cannot be held against him. He hasn't done anything wrong. He doesn't know anything about it. Okay? This is very important, for this is the negay, this is the whole idea of identifying with the guru nowadays. So Rebbe says, take this tinik shenishba. Yes. So now, he's not lacking anything, he hasn't done anything wrong. Him in his current moment now, the Rebbe says, he in his current moment hasn't done anything wrong. He has a whole etzem of Yisrael in himself. How can he bring out this etzem of Yisrael in himself? One thing, this is the point that I've emphasized. Before he does a mitzvah, remember, usually we would say, how would you bring out the Yisrael in yourself? How do we explain from Terev? How do we bring out the Yisrael in yourself? Through connecting to the Torah. Now the Rebbe is very clear, he says, repeated several times in the Sicha. Before he does anything with Torah mitzvahs, he realizes, I'm a Yid, and therefore, I would like to do what a Yid is meant to do. I'd like to be good to God, let's say. I want to be good to Hashem. He knows nothing of Torah mitzvahs. I want to be good to, I just want to be the way it should be. That's all it is. He doesn't even know any of Torah mitzvahs, how to fulfill that. Take a completely fry person who has no shaita to Yiddishkeit, doesn't know anything about Yiddishkeit. All he knows, maybe he didn't give charity, let's say. So therefore, he wants to be Yiddish, he wants to give charity. So if Rebbe says, so in this mindset, we're not even before he does any act, this mindset, this thought that I would like to be a Yid, if he puts himself, this is the whole theme of the Sichel, Tove, put yourself into it. Whatever he puts himself into it, so the Rebbe says if he puts himself, commits into, if he puts himself in this thought that I would like to be a Yid the way I should be, that is the full purpose of Yisrael. That is the full revelation of Yisrael. And therefore the Rebbe says, what would be the outcome of it? The outcome is, the Gula Mitzvah Shleima. He with this thought can bring the Gula. What means, he can bring, what would follow from that, would bring that his ability to find how to do Torah mitzvahs, to do what he wants to do, he will have, if he has, whatever, what basically it means, if he will put himself, really, I would like to be better, in the level where he knows it to be better, whatever he knows what it means to be a Yid, whatever he understands, he will find a way how to do it. So this is taking the perfect example of someone who you can't say he's lacking anything because it's not his fault. He has no shaitas to the Torah. But take the same idea and now apply it to any one of us. Maybe, okay, we have a shaitas to the Torah, we know we're lacking. So the Rebbe is telling us, take this current moment of where you are, regardless what happened before, what happened yesterday. Why regardless? Because remember, you're talking about Yisrael. So Yisrael has no purpose. Every purpose is Yisrael is in themselves. So this current moment, I'm a Yid, the full purpose of Atzmus and Hus, the full purpose, the full is in my current moment. In this current moment, in my state of mind, if I have the right state of mind, that would fulfill the full purpose of Yisrael. And that will bring, if I have the full purpose of Yisrael in myself, therefore, the natural outcome is a Gula. So once upon a time, so let's understand what's going on over here. Once upon a time, to tell a person, you know, so this is going back to what we always discuss all the time, all the year, all the shorim we've been discussing. Once upon a time, tell a person, you should know, you have the right state of mind, you will bring out the full etzem of Yisrael, and therefore naturally will follow, everything will follow naturally from that state of mind which you have. For that ma'isa machshava achas you have, everything will follow. To tell that to a person was too much to tell to a person. Why? Because sitting in Golis in a ghetto and telling her, I have a right state of mind, I'm going to affect everything around me, you have to be a tzaddik gadol. Nowadays, Rebbe is saying, no, every person just have a right state of mind. Whatever you know about Torah mitzvahs, it doesn't matter how much you know. This is something which Rebbe Dovid has been trying to tell you, and again and again, it does not matter how much you know. The fact you have the right attitude, I'm a Yid, and I would like to live with this, that is it, and that will bring the full results. If you're serious about it, you have fulfilled that purpose at that very moment. If you fulfill the purpose at that very moment, don't worry about anything else. The results will follow. The next moment, you will again fulfill the purpose according to that moment. So this is the basic theme of the Sikh, where the Rebbe is telling us the full capacity of Yisrael is currently with us. Once upon a time, it was not brought out in this way. Now the Rebbe is telling us right out, it is that we can identify with it. And therefore, which is basically the Rebbe, what the Rebbe is doing, what we once upon a time was always attributed to Zmana Gula, and Zmana Gula will be the scholars of Yisrael. Yisrael, the scholars of Yisrael, and Teda. The Rebbe is telling us, okay, you're sitting in Golas, identify with it. You have the ability, the only, cause, you have the ability to identify with it. The only reason why we're not identifying with it is because we are not aware that we should identify with it. So now be aware that you should identify with it. Bring it out in yourself. And that will, you will bring the Gula with that. So this is basically the Sikha. The Sikha is very strong language. The Rebbe is like the Rebbe, words the Rebbe says, you will definitely bring the Gula and you bring it right away. So basically what it means is that when a person has this mindset, it's like the following, which we've said many times, when a person has this mindset, he's definitely in his individual life, he's definitely bringing an aspect of Gula. If we all do it together, they will have, I guess, a full Gula. But the actually the Gula we are currently, yeah, so this is more or less it. So I think we'll leave it at that, yeah? Okay.